I was standing one day in a shop in Bombay. I could hardly believe mine own ear when a lady in black said, "Charge that hall rack to Mrs. Bulbul Amir." As I opened my eyes with a gasp of surprise, my nerves got another slight jar. When the clerk said, "Dost thou knowest not me? I am Mrs. Skavinsky Skabar." Then said Mrs. Skabar, "Well, at last here we are." And her voice sounded dangerously queer. For most of my life, I have hated the wife of Abdul Bulbul Amir. Then Mrs. Abdul said, "Nay, do not hate me that way." On her cheek was the trace of a tear. When Abdul broke ground, it was then that I found his insurance had lapsed for a year. "Thou thinkest I'm rich, but I'm sunk in the ditch," said Mabel, the fairest by far. When Abdul gave up the ghost, I was left at the post with the payment still due on my car. "Well, it seemeth to me we are in the same boat. We've been left high and dry on the bar. So why should we quarrel? The fault was not ours," quoth Minnie Skavinsky Skavar. "Well, thou hast taken the wording from my very mouth. We must be good friends always, my dear. And you must come to my house for contract some night," replied Mabel Bulbul Amir. "Dost thou play us contract?" queried Minnie with joy. "Then the gods have sent you from afar. Let's make a date now, for I love it, and how," said Minnie Skavinsky Skavar. That night round a table, four people sat down to play contract, and fate stepped in here. For when they cut for partners, 'twas Minnie Skavar played with Mabel Bulbul Amir. As the evening progressed, all were playing their best. Came a hand that was way below par. Fourth hand, like a chump, said, "I bid to no trump." It was Minnie Skavinsky Skavar. When the hand was played out, they went 600 down. Then I heard someone say with a sneer, "With a trick and a half, and you bid?" What a laugh! It was Mabel Bulbul Amir. "Now listen, my dear, let me tell you right here, my bridge game is known near and far. All you do is say pass, oh, alack and alas, why I once played bridge with the Tsar." With faces so dour, they fought for an hour as the others stood watching the fray. And although murder was done, it was only with words, so that everything came out okay. And now every night they renew the old fight as two kibitzers watch from afar. 'Tis the spirits of Abdul Bulbul Amir and Ivan Skavinsky Skavar.